In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. A triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross, alleluia, suffered to redeem our loss, alleluia. Hymns of praise then let us sing, alleluia. Unto Christ our heavenly King, alleluia. Who endured the cross and grave, alleluia. Sinners to redeem and save, alleluia. The church celebrates 50 days of Easter, from the day of the resurrection until Pentecost. Today we're looking at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. In the first book, that's the Gospel of Luke, Theophilus, lover of God, that's you, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught, and he continues to do and teach through the Holy Spirit from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Have you been chosen to be his? Oh yes, it's not that we have first loved God. It is that he has first loved us. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them for 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. I tell you, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We need that the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, would come upon us, and the kingdom of God is in the Holy Spirit. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem. Why not? Don't leave Jerusalem, but wait there for the promise of the Father. Wait there for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Where? In Jerusalem. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. I tell you, I would not be here today if I was not baptized in the Holy Spirit. It came upon me in August 1968, and the first thing I started to do was to preach and tell people about Jesus. Oh, that's what the Holy Spirit does. He gives us the grace to tell people about Jesus, that he died for us sinners, that he was buried, and that he rose from the dead. I tell you how we need God to give us the Holy Spirit. Have you received the Holy Spirit? You did at baptism. You did at confirmation. But is that Spirit alive in you? Have you experienced the baptism of the Spirit, which releases the Spirit of God that came at baptism and confirmation? Again, I would not be here if I did not receive that outpouring of the Holy Spirit in 1968. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" They are absolutely out of the ball field. They're looking for the kingdom of Israel to be restored. He replied, "It is not for you to know times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority." Listen to this one. "But you," I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me, "will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You will receive power. Acts 1:8. I told you the story of the Jehovah Witnesses, that I had them read Acts 1:8, and they read it and they said, I said, "Who's speaking?" They wouldn't say Jesus. They wouldn't say Jesus. "You will be my witnesses," Jesus said. Witnesses of Jesus, witnesses of Jehovah. Jehovah is a Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His name is Yahweh. I am who I am. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and the cloud took him out of their sight. Was it a cumulus cloud? I don't think so. What cloud was it? It was the cloud of glory. It was the cloud of glory that literally covered him. Oh yes, the cloud of glory that went with them through the desert during the day and fire by night. I tell you, we need the glory of God to come upon us. We need the power of God to come upon us. We need the glory and praise of God to come upon us. You will be my witnesses when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. That's the first thing that happened in my life with the baptism of the Spirit. It was all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, that Jesus is the Lord, that Jesus died for my sins, that Jesus was buried and rose from the dead. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, they're wondering, where is he now? Suddenly two men in white robes, angels, stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you to heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go to heaven." He's coming back on the clouds, coming back with the saints. So yes, come Lord Jesus. How we need to know the reality of the second coming of Jesus Christ. He comes with the clouds. He comes with the saints. He comes to wrap it all up. Wrap it all up. That's when death will have no more power over people. They returned to Jerusalem. They returned to Jerusalem. Why? From the Mount of Olives, or Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. What does that mean? In other words, you could walk from Olivet to Jerusalem, and that would be it. That's the Sabbath day journey. You couldn't walk any further. When they had entered the city, they went into the room upstairs where they were staying. This is the cenacle room where he celebrated the Passover. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. Listen to this now. First of all, we hear Matthew. He was a tax collector. He worked for Rome. Then we hear Simon the Zealot. He hated people who worked for Rome. And you know what? They were all together in one accord with Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the cenacle, in the upper room. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. I was thinking yesterday about the brothers of Jesus. On the cross, Jesus gives Mary to John. Jewish people give the mother to the eldest son. There was no eldest son. In those days, Peter stood up among the believers. Together, the crowd numbered about 120 persons and said, "Friends, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit through David foretold coming concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus." Poor Judas. "And he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in his ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of wickedness, and falling headlong he died. He burst open the middle of his bowels and gushed out. This became known to all the residents of Jerusalem. Yes, that Judas betrayed Jesus. What are they going to do with the 30 pieces of silver? So that the field was called in the language Hakeldama. Hakeldama, field of blood, bought with the blood of Jesus. Yes, 30 pieces of silver used to buy the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his homestead become desolate, and let there be no one to live in it, and let another take his position of overseer. Who is the other one? We're going to see there's going to be somebody who was with Jesus from the baptism of Jesus to the ascension of Jesus. Let another take his position as overseer. So one of the men who had accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us to his resurrection. How are they going to choose this person? They had to be from the baptism of John until the resurrection and ascension of the Lord. So they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justice, and Matthias. When they prayed and said, Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go his own place. You know, Judas, I feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for him. I don't understand why he would betray the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't understand it. He saw Jesus working miracles. He ate the Eucharist and drank the blood of Jesus at the Last Supper. And yet, he betrayed the Master. And how? By a kiss on the Mount of Olives called Gethsemane. And they cast lots for them. And the lot fell on Matthias. And Matthias was added to the 11 apostles. We don't hear too much about Matthias anymore. Just that he was chosen to take Judas's place. Chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost had come, what is Pentecost for the Jews? It's the giving of the law, L-A-W. They were all together in one place, that's right. And suddenly, I love the word suddenly, from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Oh, how we need the wind of the Spirit, I'm telling you. How the church is in need of the wind of the Spirit. There were divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. What happened? And they began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. What do you think they're speaking about? They're speaking about Jesus. They're speaking about his death. They're speaking about his burial. They're speaking about his resurrection. Oh yes, I tell you, we don't celebrate the law anymore. We celebrate the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. How we need the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you fathers among you know how to give good things to your children and your sinners. If they ask you for a loaf of bread, you don't hand them over a stone. If they ask you for something good to eat, you don't hand them a scorpion. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Much more. Oh God, come, 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 Holy Spirit. Come and fill us with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and fill us with the glory of God, so that we might minister the name of Jesus to the world one at a time. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven. Why? Because they were celebrating the giving of the law, living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in his own native language. And that's something. They heard the people speaking in their own native language. Oh yes, but not all of them. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these that are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites," they all were celebrating Pentecost, "and the residents of Mesopotamia, the giving of the law, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes." A proselyte was one studying to become a Jew. "Cretans and Arabs. In our own language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." What deeds? About Jesus, about his cross, about his burial, about his resurrection. Oh yes, they were speaking in the name of Jesus. They were witnessing to the name of Jesus. Jesus says in John's Gospel, "It is better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit." How we need the Holy Spirit. How we need the Spirit to revive us, to make us new people. Oh yes, I need more of the Holy Spirit. I need that the Spirit would come upon me in a mightier way than he's ever come upon me. I am thirsty for the Holy Spirit. My soul thirsts for the living God. My soul thirsts for God. My soul thirsts for the Holy Spirit. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean, them speaking in other languages?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." As a matter of fact, what happened is some people heard them in their own native language, and other people said, "No, they're drunk. They're drunk. They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice. Now, he is the speaker. He is the one that Jesus said, "You are the rock, and on this rock I will build my church." Raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these men are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning." I tell you, Pentecost happened at 9 o'clock in the morning. The bar rooms aren't open. There was nobody serving liquor. It was 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. Oh God, help us to hear Joel's message. "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, Jew and Gentile. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams." Oh yes. I want to dream dreams about Jesus. I want to dream dreams about his love. I want to dream dreams about his lordship. "Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire, smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon to blood red, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day, when he comes in glory as the judge of the living and the judge of the dead." We need to know that it's not all over yet. He's coming again on the clouds, the glory clouds. He's coming with the saints, those people who loved him and gave their lives to him. Oh yes, he's coming again. When? We do not know. And anyone who says they know is a liar. Yes, how many people have said, "We know when Jesus is coming back again. He's coming back on the 18th of February. Yeah, believe me, everyone has been wrong so far, because no one knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man comes from heaven. You are all Israelites. Listen to what I have to say. Jesus of Nazareth was a man attested to you by God with deeds of power, wonders and signs. Yes, he did wonders, signs, and miracles. Oh yes, God showed the people that this was his son. He multiplied bread and fish. He opened the eyes of blind Bartimaeus. He opened the eyes of the man born blind. He gave living water to the woman at the well. Oh, he opened the ears of the deaf. Yes, he did. These God did through him among you, as you yourselves know. This man handed him over to you according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God. You crucified him. Who handed over? Judas. You crucified and killed by your hands of those outside the law, but God raised him up, having freed him from death. Yes, why? Because it was impossible for him to be held by the power of death. Why? Because he's the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. For David says concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope. Oh yes, do you have hope today? My hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have faith today? My faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you have love today? My love is in the Lord Jesus Christ. I need him. I need him ever so much. I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right, so that I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, my tongue rejoiced. Moreover, my flesh will live in hope, for you will not abandon my soul to Hades, or let your Holy One experience corruption. Jesus did not experience corruption. You have also made known to me the ways of life. My Lord, how much God has done, and still the church and the world has faith that very little. The world has no faith. The church has a little faith. I thank God for people who have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God for people who have given their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you one of those people? Have you given your life to Jesus? Well, if you haven't, let's do it now. You pray with me. Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my life. Forgive my sins. Forgive my sins. Be my Lord and my Savior. Be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, flood me with the Holy Spirit. Flood me with the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. How we need the Holy Spirit. If the church did not have the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, you know what would have happened? Nothing would have happened. The giving of the Spirit is the birth of the church. The giving of the Spirit is the birth of people. I tell you, in August 1968, the Lord baptized me in the Holy Spirit. I didn't know too much at that time, and still I don't know too much. But the point of the matter is I started to preach in the name of Jesus Christ. And you know what? People were being saved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? That Spirit that brings us to witness to Jesus. He said, it's better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Holy Spirit. How the church is in need of the Holy Spirit. How Father Tom is in need of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, give us your Spirit so that we would cry out to you, I love you, Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.